50 years ago, Medgar Evers was fighting for equal rights for African Americans in Mississippi. Merle Evers worked by her husband's side. She says his goal was to wipe out discrimination.
He was a man on a mission. A mission to make his country everything that he believed it could be, and certainly to have conditions improved drastically for his own people.
Merle Evers Williams says Medgar believed that racial barriers would fall only if blacks were allowed to vote, especially in communities where they outnumbered whites.
Medgar was determined, having served in the armed services, and returning home and being unable to vote or be a first-class citizen, that he would have to do something about it.
As a field secretary for the NAACP, the largest civil rights organization, Evers and others like Reverend Willie Blue registered thousands of blacks in a matter of months.
We went out into the cotton fields and the byways and highways and everywhere that we could get people to vote. And they marked their ballots.
Evers was also instrumental in helping to racially integrate the University of Mississippi and leading boycotts against white merchants so they would allow blacks to eat at their lunch counters. Hollis Watkins was recruited by Evers to join the struggle.
That he was committed to this cause. You knew that he was not, as we would say, a fly-by-night person. But he was going to be there and would be there for the long haul. And that made you feel good.
In 1963, Jackson, Mississippi was the hotbed of mass demonstrations.
Frankie Adams Johnson demonstrated with Medgar Evers. She says his work made him the target of death threats from white racists.
Not to say that he was not concerned for his life, but he had a passion for what he did, you know, that kind of went beyond selfishness.
On the evening of June 12, 1963, Medgar Evers returned here to his home. He got out of the car and then was killed by an assassin's bullet.
Evers was shot by Byron De La Beckwith, a white supremacist. It took 31 years and two trials to convict him. Evers Williams remembers her husband saying, "You can kill a man, but you can't kill an idea."
He believed it to the death. He sacrificed his life, and he did it willingly. Not that he wanted to die, but he knew that it would take everything that he could give and others could give to prompt America to accept all of its citizens as just that. Full-class citizens in America.
Now, 50 years after his death, Evers Williams says her husband is still inspiring people to continue the work for justice and equality. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Jackson, Mississippi.